March 3rd, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal Father of all ages. Like any father, I do not like to see my children divided or quarreling. These days the world is divided, liberal against conservative. This is true in the world of politics and, sadly, in church circles as well. When the soul is finally judged, he cannot use liberalism as a reason for pulling away from the tradition of faith. I desire unity under tradition. I desire there be one body of faith and that all be united in doctrinal beliefs. Liberal thinking is a way to advance the acceptance of sin. I desire the acceptance of church teaching that is the foundation the church was set upon. Do not be divided according to likes or dislikes. Unite in the truth. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 7. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 4. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility, count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.